This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. You know, not too long ago. Well, I mean, let's do this thing. Let's do this right quick. We have basically a tale of two countries here. In the UK, they have recently, I'm not going to say eclipsed. They have had more murders than New York City in London. And these are knife murders. These are knifings, which are just as horrific. I mean, there is no moral high ground if you're being murdered. There's no place to go where you can sit back and say, well, I'm being murdered this way. This is okay with me. You know, I don't mind this at all. Just doesn't happen that way. Now, Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, is out there calling for knife control. And he's saying that there's no reason to have a knife, no good reason to have a knife, which sounds just like gun control. There's no good reason to have a gun. Nobody needs to carry a gun. You know, we hear that. So let's go to Israel, where Jerusalem's mayor has urged every Israeli citizen with a gun license to carry a weapon at all times following a rise in security tensions. A gentleman named Nir Barkat, a former military officer and a licensed gun owner, defended his decision to carry a weapon during a visit this week to an Arab neighborhood and encouraged other licensed gun owners to also carry their weapons. One of the advantages Israel has is that there are many veterans of military units with operational combat experience. Having a weapon increases the residents' confidence. He calls for Israelis to arm themselves, following the same suggestion by Israel's Deputy Defense Minister Eli Ben-Dahan. The announcement comes after two Israeli soldiers were stabbed in Afula. The Palestinian attacker was shot dead, marking the fourth stabbing against an Israeli soldier today. The attack occurred after an Arab worker stabbed four Israelis with a screwdriver before a soldier shot and killed him. Fresh violence has prompted Israel's premier to bar cabinet ministers and lawmakers from a sensitive Jerusalem holy site at the heart of the latest tensions. The attack in Tel Aviv was among three new stabbings on Thursday that left several people wounded. A series of similar attacks in recent days, carried out mainly by young people with no known links to armed groups, have shocked Israelis and raised fears of a new uprising. The screwdriver-wielding assailant stabbed and wounded four Israelis, including a female soldier, near a busy Tel Aviv road before he was shot dead. Police spokeswoman Luba Samri said the attacker's identity was not immediately known. Earlier, Samri said a Palestinian teenager stabbed a 25-year-old Israeli in the neck in Jerusalem, wounding him seriously before police arrested that attacker. In the West Bank, an Israeli man was seriously wounded when a Palestinian stabbed him in the stomach. Israeli forces were searching the area for the assailant after he fled the scene. Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli forces at a number of locations in the West Bank. So, four Israelis have been killed in attacks over the past week, and six Palestinians, including four alleged attackers, were killed in the unrest. More than 130 Palestinians had been wounded in demonstrations and clashes across the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Netanyahu's move to ban lawmakers from the Holy Site appeared to put him on a collision course with hardliners within his own governing coalition, who have been pressing for a harsh crackdown and settlement expansion in the West Bank. But Netanyahu likely fears that a tougher response could anger a U.S. administration to lead to increased casualties on both sides. I often wonder. I often wonder if, I mean, do we worry about what other countries think about what we do? Do we? Many Palestinians believe Israel is trying to expand the Jewish presence at a very, very sensitive site. But the thing that strikes me here is that here we have the same thing happening in Israel, Tel Aviv, West Bank, wherever. We have the same kind of attacks happening in Israel, and we have a whole different response coming from it. So, what does it mean? You may be asking. What do you mean? Well, what I mean is that it's just a very different set of philosophies in play that we can watch in almost, and I hate to say it, in a clinical way, to figure out which is going to work better. Now, what I do know, without a doubt, is that knife control is going to be as effective as gun control. As a matter of fact, I don't know how you're going to actually come anywhere near fixing that. Are you going to stop and strip search every British citizen you see? Are you going to, I don't know, are you going to profile? Are there some like, hey, that person looks like they may have a knife. Are we going to do that? So, I mean, that's what's happening in the UK. Now, on the other hand, these people in Israel are not going to have to wait. Now, in Israel, they have been withstanding a lot of the smash a car, and then the guy gets out with a cleaver or a knife or whatever and starts stabbing and slashing and cutting until somebody guns him down. I've seen a lot of those attacks happen. I mean, they're on video. I mean, there's video surveillance all over the place. You can see any of those you want to see. And inevitably, somebody runs up. I mean, I've seen video of two Israeli workers walking from one place to another, and somebody comes running up with a knife. He's going to try to stab them both, and, one of the workers pulls out a gun and stops the attack. Isn't that what we should want? If somebody is trying, can I get pretty basic here? Can I say that the people that are attacking innocent people are evil? And I don't care what their motivation is. If they're a serial killer, if they're a political killer, whatever it is, whatever reason, if it's not in combat, well, then it's got to be evil. It's got to be evil. Because most of the time the people they're attacking are not trying to attack anybody else. That's the key part to this little story. So, can we call them evil? And just for the sake of identity politics, which seems to be a fun game for a lot of leftists, can we call the guys that are doing the defending good? Not trying to be too simplistic here. But at the same time, I do definitely want to point a few things out about these two differing views and probably the results that they can expect to get from them. Now, in London, it is a target-rich environment. In Israel, it's an environment where the targets can fight back. There's a big difference between those two philosophies. When you've got one set of targets can fight back and one set of targets can't, well, that is probably going to be bad for the evil guys on the side where the targets can fight back. So, like I said, I was trying not to be too simplistic about that, but it just strikes me as interesting that you have the same kind of attacks happening in two different places with two different philosophies that we can look at right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh,
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Once again, from the desk of the esteemed Mr. Kodria, we have this little ditty. I saw this. I found it entertaining. I hope you do too. His name is Alan Piper. He is the senior politics producer and narrator for a viral Now This News video, Assures. And What he's doing is he's talking to viewers, assuring them, here's hands down the dumbest argument against gun laws, and you hear it all the time. He's trying to refute politicians who say gun laws only affect the law-abiding. By that logic, it doesn't make sense to have laws about anything, Piper claims, and can't have laws about stealing because thieves don't follow law. He goes on citing laws against murders, drugs, and traffic laws, using the segue into a favorite talking point, the citizen disarmament loves to use, and you hear it all the time. The Mothers Against Drunk Driving push for tougher DUI laws and enforcement. When he was talking about the seatbelt laws that saved thousands of lives, even though some people break them. These common sense safety laws work. Another familiar gun grabber narrative. And oddly enough, nobody's ever complained the government is trying to take our cars away. Funny thing that he should bring that up, because the voices trying to do just that with guns are getting louder and all the time. And yes, in fact, there is a nascent global movement to ban cars that is gaining a foothold here. And when you get if you give the cultural terraformers a few decades, we might all be getting into the Hyperloop or something. I don't know what we'll get into. I don't know if anybody knows, to be honest with you. But anyway, I digress. So he concludes, so yes, people will break laws, but anyone who pretends that that makes it useless to even have a law is either lying or deluded. Are you getting what he's saying? Does this seem to make sense? Only to those who don't understand he's projecting on both counts, I guess. This is a self-appointed voice of reason. He isn't quite as authoritative as he gives himself credit for. Sure, there are laws against speeding and drunk driving, and those are acts that endanger others. There are laws against actions endangering and harming others where firearms are involved as well, and an honest analogy would end there. Yes, it absolutely makes sense to have such laws, even though criminals won't obey them. Because if and when they're stopped or caught, they deserve to pay for the damage they've done. No one argues otherwise about guns. But he wants to expand infringements and punishments to be applied to prior restraints that have nothing to do with harmful action. And that's bait and switch, and a very disingenuous form of argument. As for his Alinsky Rule 5, by the way, if you're keeping track, ridicule that nobody has ever complained about the government is trying to take our cars away, the same can't be said about guns to the point that it's getting harder to deny. And as for making laws being literally the only job of lawmakers, yes, within the confines of the supreme law of the land and their delegated authority, it doesn't matter how many lying or deluded Americans ignorant of that are begging for usurpations. The Bill of Rights is there to keep a majority from disenfranchising the individual. That's why it exists. So noting that now this news was founded as a way to influence millennials with a left-leaning agenda, and then some, it's very, very transparent deception to undermine private gun ownership is hardly surprising. A truism we see practically every time they open their mouths is that for progressives, every day is opposite day. Were it to be any other way, they'd embrace the right of the people to keep and bear arms as the ultimate egalitarian power-sharing arrangement. Instead, even though they try to come across as edgy and sophisticated and hip, they're really just apologists for the state and ultimately a monopoly of violence state at that. That's all they're wanting. That's not exactly cutting edge for journalists, except for the repackaging. It's curious that for social justice media warriors ostensibly opposed to government abuses, their solution is to help those they often pretend they don't trust to be the ones controlling the guns, which is the biggest contradiction I have ever. I mean, you know, for the people, for the children, all this other stuff, but always giving the sole holder of guns the government. How do you square that? How do you get out there and say, well, the cops are systemically racist, they're brutal, they can kill anybody for free? I see this all the time. And how do you say that and in the same sentence go, and I think in order for everybody to be safe, they should be the only ones that have guns? Now, I have mentioned this before. They sort of think, I believe, they sort of think that they can control the police because the police are governments, they're government agents, you know, they're agents of the city, the state, the county, whatever it may be. But unfortunately, cops, to be a cop, takes a degree of dedication, nearly the same degree of dedication it might take to be in the military. And it takes a degree of, you know, I want to help people. I mean, I don't know too many people actually get into law enforcement for the money. I don't think that's really the way that works. I mean, most of the people have a call. They feel a calling to them. And then they heed it, and they go into it. And so that part is always the big mystery to me. Why on earth would they give the monopoly of violence to the government when they are the violent ones? And the government, they say not to they don't trust Trump. I guess they would trust anybody but Trump. They trusted Obama. But I don't know. It's a head scratcher to be sure. As a reminder, once again, Monday I'm not going to be here because Monday's going to be my birthday, number 57. I'm going to do some other media things back on Tuesday, and we'll get back in it with Rob Morris on Tuesday. But we are coming up on the countdown for the NRA meetup. If you're going to be in Dallas, I'll be the bald guy hanging out with the tall guy and the guy with the glasses that's carrying all the books. That'll be John Adine and Rob Morris. And I'll be going around all kinds of places. Walk up and introduce yourself. I would love to meet you. That'd be cool. I love meeting the ninjas. I've met a few. I want to meet them all. Yeah, I want to meet them all. Definitely want to meet them all. just to get a little clarity. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. One of the things about gun control that they ignore on a regular basis is how many people save themselves with a gun. A person who dies because they did not have a gun is just as dead as a person who is murdered with a gun. And in practice, overall unjustified homicide tends to rise a bit when guns are banned or restricted. Those who push for disarmed populations use a logical fallacy when arguing for gun control and gun bans. They only count people who are killed with guns and ignore people who are killed because they are in unarmed or disarmed. This logical fallacy is called an irrelevancy argument. Whenever you see a chart or graph or statistic that uses the term gun homicide, gun death, gun suicide, or gun violence, people using it are promoting a logical fallacy. Used in research, these terms are a blatant case of confirmation bias in data selection. When people only look at negatives involving guns, they eliminate cases where guns are used to save lives, which happens a lot. What counts are not just gun homicides, but all unjustified homicide. If the unjustified homicide level rises when gun restrictions are put in place, stated purpose of the gun restrictions has not been achieved. The gun restriction costs lives instead of saving them. If the homicide level remains the same, all the expense, disruption of individual lives, industry, personal hardship, and loss of freedom have been inflicted for nothing. The restrictions have resulted in a net loss. In practice, gun bans and gun restrictions have only small effects on homicide rates. In the United States, John Lott and others have shown small but measurable reductions in murder and violent crimes when more people carry guns legally. Historically, Strict gun control has made little difference in the murder rates in Europe. Joyce Lee Malcolm has shown that murder rates in England and Wales were lower before strict gun control was put in place. In much of the rest of Europe, the homicide rates are pretty flat over the period when gun restrictions were instituted. In Jamaica, the murder rate soared when a firearms ban was instituted in the 1960s. Brazil has one of the highest murder rates in the world while having some of the strictest gun restrictions and a very low number of guns per capita. Most of the murders in Brazil are committed with illegally possessed and often illegally manufactured guns. The American Virgin Islands have some of the highest murder rates in the world and some of the heaviest restrictions on gun ownership. Recently, they had them all confiscated. Being asked in the chat room, what will I do when they come for me? Well, it depends on who they are. In the state I'm in, okay, in the state, I suppose you're talking about if they come to get my guns, come get me. That will mean, if we're moving to that point, that will mean that we're in a very hostile situation. If they come to find me, they probably won't find me here. Because, I'm not going to exist in a hostile situation and just sort of sit docilely by. I have plans if that happens. I am not in my 20s anymore. I will have to go somewhere and I will have to marshal with some people, and I have plans to do that. They know who they are. They know who I am. And we know what we're going to do. But, I mean, besides... in South Carolina, you're saying the liberal communist in Maryland and South Carolina. So what will I do when the feds come for you? I just told you that when the feds come for me, we'll be existing in a very hostile environment, and I won't be here. And will I give if they're coming to confiscate guns? No, I won't be giving them my guns. But I'm not going to be facing them alone either. That's the thing. If you want to ask me the question on the air, the call-in line is 877-807-4048. If you'd like to ask that question on the air, I'd love to have the conversation with you, but, when are the feds coming? But if you want to ask that, 877-807-4048. One of the principal weaknesses of attempting to ban guns is only a small number of illegal guns are needed for murderers to create a high murder rate with firearms. So the demand for firearms to be used in crimes is easily met with guns made at home in small shops diverted from the police and military, smuggled in, however you like it. In the United States, we got 660 million guns for 330 million people, with about 150 million of us as gun owners. Guns are commonly used to save lives, defend people from attack, and stop crimes. In a study commissioned by President Obama, done through the Center for Disease Control, it was recognized that guns are used for defensive purposes more than criminally. That's the other thing. When you're asking me, and I'm jumping all over the place now, and I apologize for that. When you're asking me, I'd really like to know who they are. The feds. I think you have a sort of overinflated view of how many cops are in the United States today and how many of them would actually do that. Okay, there's 920,000 of them in total. So there's one of them for every 19,000 of us. So unless they have some vendetta against me, targeted for me, that's one thing. But I don't have an FFL. I don't have a whole lot of things to where they would want to come get me. I haven't broken any laws. I'm just out here doing this stuff. And, you ought to call in 877-807-4048. I'd love to have the conversation. Defensive gun uses per year, they top out at about 3 million. The average that most people will acknowledge. When Clinton first looked at Gary Kleck's data, where he came in at 2.5 million, he decided that can't possibly be. So he commissioned some people to get in there. And then, they found, they came up with 1.5 million. So that, That CDC thing is sort of a specious thing that they want to look for. Unsurprisingly, justifiable homicide is found to increase in states with stand your ground laws, while overall homicide rates dropped. And that's because that means that if they're coming in on you, that you have no duty to retreat. You can stand your ground and fight them. Here in South Carolina, we have something called the Castle Doctrine, which means I can be in my car, I can be where I work, I can be in the mall. Wherever I can legally be, where I'm someplace not conducting any criminal activity, I can stand my ground. But, you know, guns are tools. They can be used to save lives as well as be used to take them. Most people who defend themselves with a gun don't shoot anybody. The mere presence of the gun is enough to stop their attacker. So, the media does not keep a list of instances that should have been a defensive gun use. Maybe they should, because lives lost because the victim did not have a gun are just as important as murders committed with a gun, without a doubt. Always has been. Always going to be. So, there you have it. It's one of those things that nobody counts. Oh, after you win the next election and impeach Trump and outlaw the Second Amendment. Okay, well, good luck with that. You need 38 states to do that and two-thirds of the Senate and the House. So, you know, just winning the next election isn't going to do it. And are you a gun owner by chance? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. The chat room is the most exciting thing ever. I've got somebody. I don't know if he's joshing with me or anything. He thinks Oprah's going to be the president next year. In 2 years, Oprah the Hutt. So that leads me to think that maybe I'm just, somebody's having fun. I don't know. But the chat room is a very exciting place to hang out. That's, if you haven't ever tried it, you should come and try it and hang out with me. It is undeniable that a significant percentage of killers are known to their victims, and this often makes self-defense claims easier to understand. Previous death threats, a violent criminal history, and or a current restraining order does much to show that an armed victim was justified in shooting and or killing a person they knew was attacking them. One of the most misleading statistics in the debate about self-defense is that most victims know their killers. Everyone knows hundreds or thousands of people in the area where they live. They know the creepy neighbor, the homeless guy who accosts people at the supermarket entrance, the teenager who burglarized the house down the block. They know the violent ex-boyfriend, the son who got into drugs and criminality who they are estranged from, the bad date who keeps calling. Some know the drug dealer next door, the local prostitutes and pimps, and the local gang members. The most victims know their killer's meme is intended to give the impression that people are primarily killed by people who they love and who love them. That's a false impression. Most killers are not normal, ordinary people who snap. They are actually long-term violent people who usually have a very extensive criminal history. These violent people also have hundreds of thousands of people that they know. The people they know are potential victims. People they know often fear them, avoid them, file criminal complaints against them, and have restraining orders issued against their killers. Part of the deception of the numbers is they only apply to homicides that are solved. 44% of homicide relationships are not known. Most victims know their killers because those are the easiest murders to solve. Only 1/8 of all murders are known to be committed by immediate family members. Most of those family members have a long history of violence. Here are five examples. This is from a recent week in March of 2018. One of the cases was from adjudications of an incident that happened earlier. I don't know the details until the information, you know, I didn't know this until it was published. All the incidents involved armed victims responding to attackers known to them. Grayson County, Texas, a man is in the hospital after authorities said he broke into a Grayson County home and was shot by the owner. Neighbors said the homeowner, who is elderly and bedridden, told them the intruder worked on his yard in the past and has allegedly created problems recently. That was on 22 March. 26 March. A woman shot his sister's former partner after he reportedly broke into her apartment Monday afternoon in East Tulsa. The man allegedly entered the residence around 5:20 p.m. The woman, who was at home at the time, shot him once in the torso. Again on 26 March from Chattahoochee, Georgia, a man was shot and killed early Tuesday when he threw rocks and tried to break into his 81-year-old father's South Fulton County home. His estranged son, identified as Troy Fountain, 56, tried to make forced entry into the father's home and was shot one time. Son is deceased and the case is under investigation at this time. Again on 26 March, Lenoir County, North Carolina, deputies say Tripp was checking on his dog pens on his property when Holland jumped the ditch and attacked him with a knife. Relatives say Tripp received a 15 to 18 inch slash on his side and had 33 staples at the hospital to close the wound. Major Ryan Dawson said Tripp tried to defend himself and first fired a shot at the ground with his gun after Holland tried to attack him again. Dawson said the victim fired a second time, hitting Holland in the upper torso shoulder area. 28 March, he was a drug dealer. Threats texted on 29 October 2015. Yellowstone County prosecutors have chosen not to pursue charges against Nicholas Franson because it was determined he acted in self-defense in the shooting death of 42-year-old Sean Allred. In a memo, Deputy County Attorneys Ed Zink and Julie Patton state Franson was in his own home where self-defense protections are at their highest. It also states that Allred entered Franson's home armed with a firearm. So most murderers are not the friend you've known for years. The wife that stood by you, the husband that helped raise your children, the veteran on the school board, or the neighbor who brought cookies when you arrived in the neighborhood. Most murderers have a long history of violent behavior. And knowledge of that violent behavior can be part of the justification for a defensive shooting. Anyway, I don't really have time to go into this, but I'm going to try to. Given the conversation about Oprah the Hutt, where do your rights come from? Do they come from Congress? Do they come from the Constitution? Thomas Jefferson believed they were God-given, and he said so in the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So if Jefferson was correct and the framers of the Constitution proceeded on the belief that he was, then our federal Constitution is not the source of our rights. For those who have forgotten, our Constitution is not the first American Constitution. First came the Articles of Confederation. It was a treaty, a confederation of the states under which each state retained its sovereignty, freedom, and independence, and every power, jurisdiction, and right, which is not by this federation expressly delegated to the United States in Congress, assembled. Our present Constitution was ratified in 1788 in order to form a more perfect union. In other words, to remedy defects and omissions of the Articles of Confederation. But like the first Constitution, the present Constitution specifically enumerates the powers delegated to the federal government. So by implication, powers not specifically delegated to the federal government were reserved to the states and or the people. When the time came for the people of the states to ratify the new Constitution, opponents argued that there was no Bill of Rights attached. They feared that the new government would encroach on the rights and liberties that we had enjoyed during the colonial period. They feared the new Congress might regulate religious belief, the exercise of religion, speech, and press. Does that sound familiar? Proponents of the new Constitution argued a Bill of Rights was unnecessary because nowhere in the enumerated powers was Congress given any power to regulate religious belief, the exercise of religion, speech, and the press, blah, blah, blah. Which means nothing to politicians, you know that. So they distrusted that their rights were sufficiently protected by implication, and they feared the new federal government would engage what we now call mission creep and abrogate the undelegated sovereignty of the states into the pre-existing rights and the pre-existing rights of me and you. So, in order to get approval, the proponents had to agree to the immediate addition of a Bill of Rights. But that was not a grant of rights. It was meant to be a second guarantee, a codification that guaranteed the reserve rights of the states and the people would not be abrogated by the new federal government. The first guarantee was present because Congress had been granted no enumerated power to prohibit or regulate religious belief, the exercise of religion, speech, and the press. Same is true of the Second Amendment. From earliest colonial times, guns were essential for self-defense and defense of the family on the frontier. There were no police, but there were robbers and murderers and many hostile Indians. And you know, like today, the right, that right of self-defense and defense of family is a God-given right to defend one's own life and family, a right not to be murdered. The right to self-defense is the most basic of all rights, self-preservation. You can't practice religion or speak if you've been murdered. And when you are confronted by someone with a gun willing to kill you to achieve his goal, your unalienable right to life becomes virtually meaningless unless you have a gun. So the Second Amendment doesn't grant you the right to have a gun. It guarantees the pre-existing right of the people as well as the pre-existing rights of states to keep their militias as in colonial times. But the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration, all these things, that's a pre-existing condition. It precedes the Bill of Rights. It precedes the Constitution, our God-given rights. So, you know, that's rights pop up when you're born. Welcome to America. Back on Tuesday. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.